This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. I don't even have time to think. Have you ever said that? This is episode 18 of Unhurried. I'm your host, Doug Kyle. Grab your favorite drink, find a comfortable spot, grab maybe a cup of tea, some coffee, maybe you're on a walk, take a break. Let's dive into some unhurried reflection on this week's awesome passage, the one that we're reflecting on today. If you're driving, keep your eyes open, but hopefully you have a chance to lock in as we spend some reflective time, unhurried time together. Thanks to Ryan, who is our producer. Every week, you know, I hear about new listeners who have just started joining the Unhurried podcast. So if that's you, I'm especially glad that you're out there. For those who have been tracking from the very beginning, thanks for hanging in there with us. Thanks for being on this journey together. This week, we want to talk about the topic, sit down hard. It's really part of our current theme here on the podcast, which is losing my religion in exchange for a vibrant faith. We've been looking at the book of Galatians and allowing that as sort of a springboard for us to talk about our faith, what grace means in our life, and how to resist the temptation to fall back into a rule-oriented mindset when it comes to our faith. Today, I want to talk a little bit about why we call this podcast Unhurried and how it connects with the passages that we look at each week. Some people suspect that the reason that it's called Unhurried is because I drive a Volkswagen bus, a vintage old Volkswagen bus, that I have no other choice but to be unhurried. People often ask me, how fast does that thing go? And I say, well, it'll go about 65 miles an hour downhill with the wind behind it after I've, you know, got up to speed, which takes about 5 to 10 minutes. But when you drive a Volkswagen bus, you have no other choice but to slow down. And of course, it shouldn't be any other way when you're driving a bus. So is that why we call it Unhurried? It actually goes back to 2010 from a vision casting session, actually a whole season where myself, the board, and our staff spent, you know, extended time really thinking about the vision of our church and where we were headed. And out of that grew up this idea of being unhurried. The whole phrase is to be unhurried in relationships. And second only to our value of being focused by Scripture, which is number one, is this idea of being unhurried. We saw that part of the symptom of the lostness in our culture around us, even here, especially in North County, San Diego, but I think in so many places, is this we find ourselves hurried and disconnected. And so part of that is that we don't have time to slow down, and we do feel disconnected. And that's only been, has only escalated since the here post-pandemic. It seems like that description is even more relevant than ever before. So we saw that as part of the lostness in the world around us. And it wasn't just the lostness in the world around us. It was the lostness in us as well. We felt as staff and as leaders here at the church that we ourselves could so easily find ourselves busy, over busy, hurried, and isolated if we weren't careful, if we weren't intentional about it. And so it led to this value to be unhurried in relationships. And it spurred all kinds of things here. It spurred our greenhouses, which are meant to be these places where we really slow down, sit down hard with one another. It's why when we built our new building, or actually designed the inside of our new building, We created this oversized lobby, again, a place where we can really slow down with one another and have these relaxed, unhurried conversations with each other. And along the way, it's sort of become a catchphrase, almost a slogan around here. We hear it all the time, to be unhurried. There's even sweatshirts. Some of the youth sweatshirts have the phrase unhurried on it. And now, well, now it's a podcast. So it's really grown and amplified in these last 15 years or so since we've kind of formulated the term. One of the ways to think about this idea of being unhurried is illustrated by this story that I almost always tell at our newcomer gatherings about when we have three kids and our daughter, two boys and a girl. When our daughter was about, I want to say she was about 8 years old, she kind of had this habit. When I would go to check on her at night, as after we put her to bed, she would say to me, she goes, "Daddy, tuck and talk, tuck and talk." And it was her idea of saying, "Come in, tuck me in, and let's have a little conversation before I go to bed." And, you know, it was always like, we Cindy and I kind of had to gauge this. Is she trying to just kind of extend her bedtime? Or was this something that we wanted to, you know, really enjoy? And it was always kind of a little bit of both. But I remember one night, I'll never forget, I went in there and she said to me, she goes, "Daddy, tuck and talk." And so I sat down on the edge of her bed and we began to talk a little bit. And then at one point she said to me, she goes, "Daddy, sit down hard. You look like you're getting ready to go." And I never forgot that phrase. It just, to me, it captured so much, not only of what, you know, I wanted to be true of me with our kids, to sit down hard with them in my relationship with my wife, but also with the family of believers, with other people in my life that I cared about, and even with God, that to sit down hard and really be willing to be there and be present and be unhurried with one another. And to me, that captures beautifully what God wants to do in our life. He wants us to sit down hard with Him, to not just rush off, to see our time with Him as something to check off and move on quickly, but to really linger with His Word and with His truth and with the reality of Him in our lives, to linger with what He's doing and reflect on what He's doing, and then with one another to also not be so hurried in our lives that we don't have time for each other, but to see many of the interruptions in our life as God appointments, a chance to really to tune in to something that God is doing. And I think at the end of our days, we can look back and say, you know, some of those times when we really slowed down with one another were the most important parts of our day. And so that phrase, "sit down hard," has just always stuck with me since then. It really leans into the whole idea of the value of reflection, of living our lives reflectively and on purpose and with introspection, as well as connecting what's happening now with where we want to move in the future. And of course, this is one of the things I love about this podcast, is it gives me a chance a couple days after I give the message to reflect on it, to be living with it, lingering with it a little bit. It gives you a chance to do the same. If you heard the message on Sunday morning, you've had a chance to maybe marinate in it a little bit, and to now a couple days later to be thinking about it as well. I've always liked the idea of this. I have this kind of nostalgic or romantic idea of this coffee shop environment where we think deep thoughts about God and get into the Bible and theology and the connecting it with real life application. And there's not that many arenas in our life where we can really do that, And so this gives us a format to do that for me as well as for you, to find time to do that as well. And so I love it. That's one of the reasons it's called Unhurried. And this idea of being unhurried showed up a couple different ways in last week's passage. As we were looking at the middle of the book of Galatians, we're getting into the middle of chapter 4, into the very beginning of chapter 5. There, Paul gets very personal with the Galatians. He reveals a little bit about their relationship and their time that they spent together before he wrote them this letter. while Paul was there, apparently he lingered in one of the cities in Galatia because of an illness or an injury, some kind of eye problem, apparently. And because of that, he stayed longer. They cared for him there. They nursed him back to health. And they had this very mutual relationship where Paul poured his heart and his life and the message of the gospel into them. But they also, you know, poured their lives into him and cared for him and were part of his healing process. And so we see that there was something very special about the Galatians because of that intimate relationship, that mutual relationship, that extended relationship. We could use the term that unhurried relationship that they had together. In fact, most scholars think that the book of Galatians was the first book that Paul wrote, the first letter that he wrote to churches. And it's because of that close relationship that he wrote to them. And who knows, perhaps the response, the fact that God used that letter in their lives, it encouraged Paul to write other letters. And now so much of the New Testament are these letters that we have that remain from the Apostle Paul because of what started with the Galatians. Also in my message, I use the term play the movie. And my idea behind play the movie is just this practice in my own life, and I was commending it to others, that we spend time in our lives to stop and pause and ask the question, where is this headed? What will happen if I continue on this course? The analogy there is imagine you're watching a movie, and about halfway through the movie, you go, I kind of know where this is going. I can kind of see where the plot is headed. I've seen this all before. And the idea is to stop midstream when whatever we're involved in, whatever's happening, and ask yourself the question, if I continue on this course, how is this movie going to play itself out? How is this plot going to go? And many times we can see, we can anticipate what's going to happen. And it's really valuable to stop mid-course and to ask ourselves, where is this going? So we don't just continue on with a lot of frantic action, but no real reflection. Instead, to stop, and that's a great opportunity to change course. Mid-course corrections are critical in the life of healthy people, and especially healthy believers. And so I use that analogy, and that really is the idea of being reflective in life and not being so hurried that we don't pause and consider where this is headed. In fact, the whole emphasis of the book of Galatians, this shift from grace to rules that can happen in a person's life, even a believer's life, where we subtly begin to become more rule-oriented than grace-based, that happens over time, and it happens gradually, and it's often only discovered through reflection, through having those times in our lives where we really stop and consider what's happening and how that mindset has sort of crept in without us even noticing it. We need to come to the place where we say, you know, it really, the life with God is meant to be about choosing freedom over being tied down by rules. Who needs this, you know, the handcuffs, the ball and chain of religion, when we can celebrate and be liberated freedom in Christ, and what the life that's produced from the foundation of freedom, rather than sort of the prison of rules. But again, that only happens when we stop to reflect. Another way that unhurried showed up in this last week's message was with the analogy of Christ being formed in us. In Galatians 4:19, Paul has this really poignant passage which says this. He says, "My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you." It really is a remarkable passage because Paul uses the analogy of being like a mother who's giving birth to a child, and he says, this is how I feel about you, as I'm longing for Christ to be formed in you. I'm longing for this labor pains to produce a healthy child. All the struggle and agony that Paul was going through, he's hoping so much that it would have this effect of really them being shaped and formed into the image of Christ. And so this is a picture of spiritual formation, which is what God is doing in our lives. This is what grace leads to. Instead of this outward imposition of rules on us, it's this inner spiritual formation where Christ is developed within us, his character, his heart, his passions, his emphases show up in our lives as well. And of course, just like pregnancy, which takes time until, you know, the child is born, this is a process. It's not a overnight success, an overnight transformation that happens. A lot of times when I'm talking with young couples who are expecting their first child or early, maybe one, you know, their second child, and they often talk about the myth of the 9-month pregnancy. It's not 9 months. Actually, it's more like 10 months. And even still, it feels like a year and a half. That time, especially the second or third trimester, can just seemingly last forever. But that's all a part of the process of producing this healthy child. And Paul uses that brilliant analogy, and it's a good one for us too, that it's only over time that real, true spiritual formation happens in us. And it's time that we need to be unhurried with that. We need to be comfortable with that. I was talking to someone earlier today who is just so, frustrated that the spiritual formation in his life hasn't happened more quickly. But that's reality. It is a process. It's not an instant transformation. And if we get that, and if we are comfortable with that, we're going to be less blindsided by it and more in line with what God is doing. And so just as Paul said to the believers there in Galatia, God would say to us, my dear children, how I long for my son Jesus to be formed in you. And that's a process. It's not an instant result. Of course, if we buy into a more duty-driven, performance-based religion that's all about the rules that we keep, it becomes sort of manic. It becomes this sort of frenzied existence where if performing is the measure of how successful you are spiritually and how acceptable you are to God, then more performance is better, and trying to just squeeze more and more in and get busier and busier. And it lends to this sort of hyperactivity that many believers cannot sustain. And they end up burning out in their faith because they've bought into this mindset that's all about busyness rather than being. On the other side, trust is rest-oriented and it's reflective. And it allows us to live our life really being in step with the Spirit, not racing ahead or lagging behind, but in step with the Spirit, and living our lives in really more of an intentional way. Now, I guess some people need a proverbial swift kick in the rear to get busy. There's some people that err on the side of being too reflective and too unhurried and too, you know, just passive. But most of the people I'm around are busy and need time to slow down with God, don't really have that time in their life where they really can slow down as much as God would invite them to do. And they need to hear the invitation of Jesus in Matthew 11, come to me and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So again, if you ever find yourself saying, I'm so busy, I hardly have time to think, well, maybe it's time to sit down hard, to take time to really reflect on our faith, the faith that we share, all that God has done for us, all his blessings in our life, the freedom that we have in Christ and the freedom that he offers us, that we would resist the urge to rush back into these old habits of legalism and the pressure that we often feel all around us to perform. And hopefully this podcast, this episode has encouraged you to slow down a little bit, to reflect, and maybe this has been that time for you to do that as we've talked about this together, and we reflect on the abundant life that we have in Christ. This podcast is a follow-up to the messages that I give on Sunday morning. You can always hear those messages if you'd like to at the Green Valley Church podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love for you to follow along with that as well. If you'd like to send me a message, let me know that you're following along. I'd love to hear from you. You can do so at unhurriedpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle. I look forward to talking soon.